Yes, hello, dears. We are very happy to have the opportunity to speak with you this morning. And we are very happy to be here. We are the Pleiadian Collective, and you may refer to us as Mrs. P. We are a group consciousness. However, it is a little easier for you to wrap your mind around one single persona. So if it helps you, you may just refer to us as Mrs. P. There's a lot of ground to cover, and we want to make sure that we get to it all. So if you do have questions along the way, please make a mental note and please bring it up a bit later down the line. We're going to start first with a little information about dimensional structure. And we want to talk about the current structure of your third dimension. The appeal of the third dimension, in addition to being one of physicality, is that it allows you to view time linearly. All right, so you have the perspective of past, present, and future. Your natural state is one of multidimensional existence. All right, so you're seeing all probable realities at once. But within the third dimension, you're able to focus your energy specifically on one probable reality, and that allows you to take an experience in its entirety in great detail, to really savor every moment. And that is one of the greatest appeals. All right? So within that, there is a great deal of very rich experience to be had. All right, so your little sector of the galaxy has an added layer, and that layer is one of duality. All right, you've got positive, negative, light, dark, male, female. All right, you've got both extremes. You've got the polarity of existence, and you cannot have one without the other. All right, your natural state is the combination of both. It is not a requirement of the third dimension to be separate, all right, and not to remember that you are multidimensional. That has been a alteration in your genetic structure, all right, which serves its purpose for the grand experiment, all right, for the expression of polarity. So it makes the experience here on Earth very, very rich. Earth has been seeded with many DNA of many, many species throughout the entire galaxy. It's a very special place. If you think of America as being the melting pot, you can think of Earth as being the melting pot of the galaxy. All right? And it is also very special because of the range of emotions that can be experienced, all right? It is unlike any other place within the galaxy. All right, the human condition to experience emotion is very rare, and part of this is because of the genetic alteration. All right, so we'll get to that in just a moment when we talk a little bit more about Earth history. But it's important for you to understand the notion of duality, and that you are, in essence, a multidimensional being who has decided to play a game, as it were. And if you think of the sector of the galaxy, the real estate that you are inhabiting, as being a playing field, just as you have your soccer or your football or your basketball, each one has a set of rules, and Earth has its own particular set. And so you have come down to play this game. And part of the game requires that you forget all of the rules, all right, that you forget the structure, and that you're relearning as you go, all right? That you forget that there are lots of games to be played, and you're playing them on many fields, all in the same moment, all right? Because in the multidimensional existence, in the higher realms, time and space do not exist as they do here. Your past, present, and future are one. So all of your past lives, as you perceive them, are all going on right now. Right, and just as an aside, it's important for you to know that those lifetimes are reflected in your auric field. All right. So for those of you who are healers, we want to point this out because you're going to have to start looking at this when you start healing. All right, you're going to need to start healing multidimensionally because there will be those of you who are going to shift between the fourth and third dimensions. All right, before Earth makes its transition. All right, fourth dimension is more of a transitory zone. Because it is a very special place, the third dimension, the physicality. You sometimes it'll need a bit of transitory space to readjust to being multidimensional. And this is where you're going to find yourself shortly, and then Earth will move right on into the fifth dimension. All right, she's just like you, evolved, and is ready to make some changes and to have a whole new brand of experience. All right, a new kind of experience, a new game, a new playing field, as it were. All right, she's mastered the game of basketball, and now she's ready to move on to soccer. All right, so. That's a very brief description of your dimensional structure. So with Earth history, we're going to give you a very quick rundown and talk about the civilizations that are important for you to be aware of and the reason that they are in your consciousness and that they are discussed so much is because the patterns and issues that you worked through during those times are resurfacing again. All right, so we're talking specifically about Atlantis and a little bit about Lemuria. All right, so there were three great civilizations with Atlantis, and Atlanteans and Lemurians shared the planet, and they were the two great civilizations on it at that time. And there were other beings who would come and go, but for the most part, they were the permanent occupants. And during the last civilization of Atlantis, before the Great Downfall, approximately 13,000 years ago, you had the Anunnaki, who were stationed, as it were, in the solar system on the planet Mars. All right, they were harvesting materials from Mars. And they ruled a great deal of the property, planets, in the Sirian and Orion galaxies. All right? And they are from Nibiru. All right? And the planet does pass through this galaxy as it was knocked out of its orbit by a comet. All right? So it is not actually a part of your solar system. It is aligned with the Sirian solar system. All right? So, they are scavengers, all right? And they play their role in the play of duality, all right? They have forgotten how to tap into their emotional bodies, all right? They were more concerned with experiencing the depth of physicality, the pleasures of the flesh, about being grounded, exploring sexuality, and what it was to be a very physical being. They were not interested in the spiritual aspects of it. All right? So as time progressed, they lost touch with that emotional side, and in the process, they've lost touch with their connection to other beings, to their responsibility and the repercussions of their actions. All right, so they have lost their consciousness, as it were. All right, their sense of conscious. The Anunnaki, during the end of the Atlantean lifetimes, did interact with the Atlanteans. All right, so within the structure of Atlantis, you had those who were purist, who believed that nature should not be tampered with in any way, shape, or form. You had the opposite extreme, the other polarity, that nature could be altered and that it did not matter what action that they took. And then you had those who were the middle of the road, who thought, well, if we can do this for the betterment of our species, then we can work with nature. And we need to be mindful of what we're doing to the Earth, all right? So you had all three levels. And the Anunnaki saw the opportunity to kind of push it over the edge, push Atlantis over the edge, all right? To support those who were going to bring about the downfall, all right? For a complete lack of respect for the Earth. And they played a small part in that because they saw the potential to be the ruling species, as it were, on this planet because they had pretty much destroyed what was left of Mars. All right. So to wrap this up quickly, because we do want to get on to current Earth conflicts and the weather, suffice it to say that they took advantage of the downfall of Atlantis. With Lemuria and Atlantis gone, there was no one to really question what they were doing, you know, how they were utilizing Earth's resources. And they also saw the opportunity to rewrite history, all right, to utilize the current genetic structure of humans and to manipulate it to their benefit, all right. So the DNA was deconstructed, all right. So you were left with two strands of DNA to keep you from remembering that you were whole and connected to other realms and dimensions, because you had the ability in other times to communicate with the other realms. You know, that was very common in Atlantis and in Lemuria. And many of the Lemurians went back to Lyra, which was the home world. All right? So, the Anunnaki have rewritten history. All right? And they continue to use human beings to do their work. All right? So you have events that are controlled and manipulated on this planet. All right? For their benefit. And at the end of the day, it's all about amassing power. It's all about amassing energy. And they feed off of the emotional bodies of humanity because they no longer have the ability to tap into their own. So they're very grounded in ritual because that is the only way that they can create a high enough frequency to tap into some of the other aspects that human beings have the ability to. All right? Because you are reconnecting your genetic structure. So we're jumping around a bit. We want to make sure we touch a little bit on everything. So they are playing the role of the dark, all right? There are others of you who are awakening and playing the role of the light. And because you are both light and dark, you cannot have one without the other. What you need to work on right now is finding the middle ground, which is that of compassion. So you may see some dastardly deeds going on. You may see some things happening with your environment that you're not happy with. And this is something not to feel angry about, but to understand that it serves its purpose. So when you have events that create a tremendous amount of turmoil, such as your events of September 11th, the Anunnaki walk a very fine line, all right? So they have the potential to either generate great amounts of fear or to push people so far that they find compassion. And that is what has happened. It has awakened a lot of people. And you're going to see in 2007, 2009, a great deal of turmoil. And this is happening to awaken people because there are some people who are not ready to wake up and they keep hitting the snooze button, all right? So it's time to get out of bed. And so, you know, the alarm's going to go off again and again and again. So it's part of this necessary process, all right? So rather than being tremendously upset about it, understand that it is a natural evolution. What can you do? You know, you have your conflicts in the Middle East, all right? And part of that is going on for two reasons. One is because of the emotional turmoil that has occurred there. It is seeped into the ground, for lack of a better way of explaining it, all right? That energy is there on the earth. And they're able to tap into that. Also, there are vortices there, portals for them, because they no longer have access to the emotional body. They cannot generate those through their own auric fields. You, however, do have the ability to create vortices and move through time and space. And that is an ability that you're going to be reconnecting with. All right, you're doing it in your dream states, but in your conscious moments, more astral projecting and that kind of thing, although it will be similar to astral projecting. It's more literally walking in a waking state between dimensions. All right? So it's these vortices that they want to protect. All right, so that is part of the posturing for control in these areas. And within the Anunnaki, there's a great deal of infighting. You know, it's they are masters at manipulation and control. They're very good at mastering the experiences of greed. All right, so there's a lot of fighting. So it's about control within and among themselves. All right, So that's a lot of the global conflicts, and part of that is also to generate fear, to keep people from tapping into the fact that they are multidimensional, to keep people from waking up, to keep them afraid that the economy is going to collapse and they're not going to be able to create abundance for themselves. So they're focused on their day-to-day routines, all right? So that is why they continue to create events. So when we talk about the weather, we talk about some of the natural disasters, there are two different aspects to that. The first is that, yes, there are experiments being done and the weather is being manipulated, all right? But more importantly and more frequently than not, what you have with the weather, whether it is fires, volcanoes, earthquakes, hurricanes, is that Earth is releasing energy. All right. There is so much that humanity can do to process the energy for her. There are those who are working very hard to transmute the energy, bring it through their physical body. But there's a lot of emotional turmoil going on, and that energy has to go somewhere because Earth is lightening her load, as it were. She's raising her frequency, and this is her way of doing it. All right, so you're going to see quite a few natural disasters, and they are important for several reasons. One, because it creates a shift in the energetic field, and two, it allows the opportunity for people to leave. Some people are ready to leave the planet, all right, and they're doing it en masse. From our perspective, you are beyond the point of no return, so Earth will be shifting. The exact date is not set, but as of 2012, before you get to 2013, it will have occurred. There will be those of you who will be moving back and forth between the fourth and the third dimension, kind of paving the way and getting things ready for those who wait until the final cutoff moment. Because if they do transition, it's going to be quite interesting for them, because the ascension of a planet with conscious beings on it has not occurred. And so we are not certain, looking at your probable realities, exactly how that is going to play out. From our best expectations, it's going to be an interesting ride for you. Because you're coming from the third dimension, you still have this mental paradigm, all right, that you're bringing with you, all of your issues, all of your notions of what reality is, all right, that's all still going to be in your auric field. And in the fourth dimension, time and space don't exist as you see them here. So there's still going to be a lot of clearing that needs to happen, and healers are going to need to start to find new ways of healing. While you have some wonderful methods right now, you've got your Reiki and your Qigong and Chem, and these are wonderful healing modalities, but they are like a wash of energy. And you're going to need to remember and reconnect to more focused forms of healing, all right? To bring you all up to speed, all right? So your tone and sound is the most powerful tool you have to heal. It was a tool that you used quite a bit in Atlantis, Lemuria, even in your late Egyptian society, all right?